What got you here won't keep you here. A letter to engineering directors. You have 12 to 18 months at a pure software company before promotion decisions to VP start reflecting who drove transformation outcomes and who stayed flat. The directors who get VP roles in 2028 are building that story right now. The interview question that matters in 2028 is not how did you manage your team. It is what business outcomes did you achieve? Your competition will say a team of 25 shift work that previously required 45, cost of goods sold dropped 35% and flow increased 45%. Those are the numbers that open doors. We adopted some tools and people use them does not. Rolling out AI tools is not transformation. The directors who advance are the ones who reshaped team structures, measured what worked, and can prove governance enabled speed rather than preventing it, with before and after metrics, not policy documents. Getting legal and security to yes is the capability that separates directors who plateau from directors who advance. It requires 18 months of relationship building, documented specificity, and metrics showing that real governance frameworks enabled the 45% flow increase, not blocked it. Directors who code alongside their teams can tell the difference between the agent cannot handle this and a skill gap. Directors who only watch demos cannot. That distinction determines whether you're leading a transformation or describing one you watch someone else lead. Engineers who started building this track record a year ago already have stories. Engineers who start today will have solid records by late 2026. Directors who wait another year will compete in 2028 against candidates with 3 years of demonstrated outcomes. Ask yourself this Monday, if you had to walk into a VP interview today and describe the business outcomes your transformation produced, what are the specific numbers you would cite?